Chapter 4. Joanna Sedley. Someone knocked on Richard's door. It was Bennett Hatch.
Good afternoon, Richard,
he said.
Sir Daniel wants to see you immediately.
Good, said Richard. I want to see him too. I have a lot of things to ask him. There are too many mysteries at Moat House Castle, too many things I don't understand. Sir Daniel is not telling me the truth.
Richard,
said Hatch,
please be careful. Don't ask Sir Daniel certain questions.
What do you mean, Hatch?
Asked Richard.
Well, you know, certain questions about...
I want answers to my questions,
said Richard angrily. And he went to Sir Daniel's room. Sir Oliver was there. He was sitting in a corner of the room, and his face was white.
Come in, Richard,
said Sir Daniel.
Please sit down. You look worried, my boy. Are you still thinking about that letter on the church door?
Yes, and I want some answers,
said Richard.
My father was killed when I was a little boy. People say that you and Sir Oliver killed him. I want to know the truth.
Oh, Richard, do you really think I killed your father?
Said Sir Daniel, smiling.
Your father was my friend. When he died, I looked after you all these years and taught you many things. And poor Sir Oliver, he's a priest, a kind, honest man.
Sir Daniel, for many years you used my family's money because I live with you,
said Richard angrily.
And you'll soon plan my marriage and get a lot of money for it.
How can you say these terrible things?
Cried Sir Daniel.
You're making me very angry. But you're still a boy. We'll talk about this when you're a man. Remember, I did not kill your father. I promise.
When Sir Oliver heard the words, I promise, he jumped in his chair. Richard saw this and understood a lot. After he left the room, Sir Daniel said,
The boy asks too many questions. He knows too many things. Put him in the room above the church.
The room above the church? Asked Sir Oliver quietly.
Yes, you heard me,
said Sir Daniel. Richard went to his room and remembered Hatch's words. Don't trust Sir Daniel or Sir Oliver. In the evening, one of Sir Daniel's men came to his room and said,
Follow me, Master Shelton. You'll sleep in another room tonight.
In another room?
Asked Richard.
Yes. In the room above the church,
said the man.
It's nice and big, but it's full of ghosts.
Full of ghosts?
Thought Richard.
What does he mean?
Richard sat on the big bed in the new room, and he was worried. He did not know that many men were killed in that room.
I must leave this castle immediately,
he thought.
Something bad is happening.
Suddenly, someone knocked on the door. It was John Matcham.
John, I'm happy to see you,
said Richard.
Oh, Richard, listen to me,
said John.
I heard Sir Daniel's men talking. They want to kill you. I want to help you escape. I think there's a secret way out of this room.
They started looking for it and found a small trapdoor under a table.
This is the secret way out,
said John excitedly.
We can escape together.
Then they heard Sir Daniel's voice.
Joanna! Joanna! Where are you?
Who is Joanna?
Asked Richard. John looked at Richard and said,
I am Joanna.
You?
Said Richard, surprised.
Then you're not a boy. You're a girl. You're Joanna Sedley.
Yes, I'm Joanna Sedley.
She took off her big hat, and Richard could see her long blonde hair. She was very pretty.
"You're a brave girl,"
said Richard, smiling.
"And you're beautiful, too."
They could hear Sir Daniel's voice again.
"Joanna, where are you?"
"We must escape immediately,"
said Joanna. They opened the trapdoor and went down the long secret corridor. They came to a big door, but it was locked.
"What can we do now?"
asked Joanna.
"I don't know,"
said Richard.
"Perhaps someone will open this door because we're near the church. Let's wait here."
They sat down on the stone floor.
"Are you Sir Daniel's ward too?"
asked Richard.
"Yes, my mother and father are dead, and my family was rich. At first, Lord Foxham looked after me. He was a good man. Then Sir Daniel took me. After some time, Lord Foxham took me back. He wanted me to marry Lord Hamley. When Sir Daniel heard this, he decided to kidnap me. He gave me these boys' clothes and said, 'You will marry Richard Shelton.' Every marriage brings Sir Daniel a lot of money."
"I'm happy I met you, Joanna,"
said Richard.
"I am too,"
she said. Suddenly, they realized someone was behind them. It was Bennett Hatch.
"Hatch, what are you doing here?"
asked Richard, surprised.
"I'm looking for you, Richard,"
said Hatch.
"Sir Daniel wants to kill you, but not Joanna. I want to help you both escape. Here is the key to the door."
He took an old key from his pocket and opened the big door.
"Now you can escape across the church to the tower. I'll tell Sir Daniel I couldn't find you. Good luck."